Hello, Morongo Basin, and listeners around the world, online at z1077fm.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Saturday, March 9th, 2024. All right, plan accordingly to compensate for an hour of lost sleep tomorrow morning as we leap forward in time for daylight savings. Unless you're a night owl or, like me, have older devices around the house that still need a manual time update, you probably won't even notice the change beside the sun sticking around a little longer on Sunday and a little less sleep if you wake up at your regular time. It's worth it, though, for that extra hour in the evenings to get out and about as warmer days are hot on the heels of the time change. Joshua Tree National Park is looking for entrance ambassadors to assist fee rangers by the west entrance by checking park passes and answering visitor questions as they enter. The volunteer position requires long periods of standing outside and directing traffic. You may also be assisting staff inside the park at parking areas, trailheads, and campgrounds. The volunteer period will start this month and go through the first week of June. There's also a service project looking for volunteers as well. Volunteers will perform trail maintenance in the heart of the park by clearing trailside brush and laying rocks along the trail. This work involves hiking, lifting, and repeated bending. The project will be on Sunday, March 17th from 8 a.m. to around 2 in the afternoon. The entrance ambassador volunteer position has a list of shifts that volunteer applicants must be available for. Both volunteer positions must be signed up for by Monday, March 11th. We'll have more info along with links to sign up at this story on our website, z1077fm.com. The second Saturday Joshua Tree Art Crawl is happening tonight at various Joshua Tree art galleries, all free and with refreshments. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart has an itinerary sorted for the discerning local art hound.
Art Queen Gallery presents Circumstance, a new exhibition of emotionally driven figurative works by Esther Shaw. Shaw is a 20-year Yucca Valley artist whose latest works are her own process of working figurative images into places of everyday encounters with others. Often these paintings are focused on social issues, as in her Sleeping Baby series, which is concerned with the immigrant experience and attempts to draw attention to some of the human realities of immigration. Opening reception is from 6 to 8 p.m. At Hey There Projects, it's the opening reception for It's Alright, a group show featuring artists Wyatt Hersey, Heidi Anderson, and Michelle Valagura. The trio's work reflects a reverence for the natural world with whimsy and modern clarity. Opening reception from 6 to 9 p.m. La Matador presents Cover to Cover, compositions of recycled books by artist Carmen Alvarez Tostado, and In the Back Room, Defiled, Part Cinco, a group show of altered thrift store art, featuring DJ set of cover songs by Uncle Abe. Opening reception from 6 to 9 p.m. And finally, Rockin' Rapture Jewelry Art and Music Boutique will be taking over JTAG with an opening reception for iconic LA punk rock photographer Ruby Ray from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Along with Ray's signed and numbered limited edition prints, her photo book California Cool will also be for sale. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
Boxo Projects will host an artist talk featuring artist-in-residence Ishan Rafi on Sunday, March 10th. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas pulls the velvet curtain aside for a quick peek.
Boxo housed artist-in-residence Ishan Rafi as part of Desert R&D, a weekend of panel discussions, workshops, and artist studio visits, will hold an artist talk at Boxo Projects on Sunday, March 10th at 10 a.m. at their gallery at 62732 Sullivan Road in Joshua Tree. The artist, a mixed-media meister whose artistry includes photography, performance, video, and installation artworks, will share their artistic approaches to working with communities, including most recently documenting sites in Lahore, Pakistan, based on their father's story, and a performance project drawing parallels between political action and art making. Complimentary tickets are available, as well as other events during the Desert R&D weekend, at a link in this story at z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
The 29 Palms Parks and Recreation Department is offering some new programs for spring. A four-week-long Saturday science program called Legomation Science will help kids understand engineering, robotics, and coding, becoming mini mechanical engineers. Each kid will be able to make and take home their creations after the final class, and it's open to children ages 5 to 10 and limited to 15 participants. Registration is open now and closes on April 5th. A co-ed flag football league for students in 9th through 12th grade will be offered this spring. The registration fee includes a team jersey. Games will be held at Lucky Park on weekday evenings. Registration will begin on Monday, March 11th and closes on Friday, April 12th. And co-ed adult volleyball league registration is currently open. Games will be played on Wednesday evenings beginning April 3rd at the Community Center Gymnasium, and it runs to May 22nd. Teams can be composed of 6 to 12 players with at least two females on the court at all times to be in contention for a win. Individuals looking to join a team can register separately by putting their name in the free agent box when registering. You can find a register for all of these at www.29palms.org. A giant loom art project is set up in Joshua Tree for the entire month of March. It aims to celebrate and highlight local organizations that assist those in need. Picking it up from here is reporter Heather Clisby.
Hot off the heels of his successful Rust Fest event, local sculptor Ben Alanoff is hosting a free community art project called The Giant Loom. On Friday, March 8th, The Giant Loom will be in Joshua Tree at 61627 29 Palms Highway, next to the laundromat. Locals and visitors are invited to write messages on bits of fabric and then weave those thoughts and intentions into the 15-foot loom from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
People get to say whatever's on their mind, and it seems to create some kind of meaning when it is fluttering in the wind in a public place. It's dedicated to people helping other people and communicating.
The weaving will continue every Saturday morning in the month of March in conjunction with and alongside the Joshua Tree Farmers Market. Alanoff says that the project's purpose is to allow for creative connection while highlighting the work of three local organizations that assist others, namely Reach Out Morongo Basin, Valley Star Community Services One Stop Tay Center, and the Morongo Basin Conservation Association.
It's a tool for connection and creativity. That's what the Giant Loom is.
Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
Residents served by Joshua Basin Water District at risk of falling behind on their water bill or having their water shut off can apply for relief at an event this Tuesday. Mike Lipsitz joins us with the details.
Residents in the Joshua Basin Water District can apply for federal aid at the district office at 61750 Choita Road in Joshua Tree. The one-day intake program is Tuesday, March 12th. Volunteers from the Community Action Partnership of San Bernardino County will be on site from 10 a.m. to noon and from 1 p.m. to 3 to help residents if they qualify and to complete the applications. Coffee and donuts will be served. Applicants must bring a current water bill, a government-issued ID, and documentation of income for the last 4 weeks. Ratepayers may use the Low-Income Federal Water Assistance Program only once, so if you've received aid in the past, you will not qualify. For more details about the program and to check if you qualify, go online to csd.ca.gov/waterbill. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
And that's your local news for Saturday. You can hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting from Joshua Tree, California, alongside the Z1077 news team, I'm Robert Hayden.